堂听 class.com。
Unit 5. The Power of Words. The Power of a Note. On my first job as sports editor for the Montpelier, Ohio, Leader Enterprise, I didn't get a lot of fan mail, so I was intrigued by a letter that was dropped on my desk one morning. When I opened it, I read, "A nice piece of writing on the Tigers. Keep up the good work." It was signed by Don Wolf, the sports editor. Because I was a teenager, being paid the grand total of 15 cents a column inch, his words couldn't have been more inspiring. I kept the letter in my desk drawer until it got rag-eared. Whenever I doubted I had the right stuff to be a writer, I would reread Don's note and feel confident again. Later, when I got to know him, I learned that Don made a habit of writing a quick, encouraging word to people in all walks of life. "When I make others feel good about themselves," he told me, "I feel good too." Not surprisingly, he had a body of friends as big as nearby Lake Erie. When he died last year at 75, the paper was flooded with calls and letters from people who had been recipients of his spirit-lifting words. Over the years, I've tried to copy the example of Don and other friends who care enough to write uplifting comments because I think they are on to something important. In a world too often cold and unresponsive, such notes bring warmth and reassurance. We all need a boost from time to time, and a few lines of praise have been known to turn around a day, even a life. Why, then, are there so few upbeat note writers? My guess is that many who shy away from the practice are too self-conscious. They're afraid they'll be misunderstood, sound sentimental, or insincere. Also, writing takes time. It's far easier to pick up the phone. The drawback with phone calls, of course, is that they don't last. A note attaches more importance to our well-wishing. It is a matter of record, and our words can be read more than once, savored, and treasured. Even though note writing may take longer, some pretty busy people do it, including George Bush. Some say he owes much of his success in politics to his ever-ready pen. How? Throughout his career, he has followed up virtually every contact with a cordial response, a compliment, a line of praise, or a nod of thanks. His notes go not only to friends and associates, but to casual acquaintances and total strangers, like the surprised person who got a warm pat on the back for lending Bush an umbrella. Even top corporate managers, who have mostly affected styles of leadership that can be characterized only as tough, cold, and aloof, have begun to learn the lesson, and learn the benefits of writing notes that lift people up. Former Ford chairman Donald Peterson, who is largely credited for turning the company around in the 1980s, made it a practice to write positive messages to associates every day. "I'd just scribble them on a memo pad or the corner of a letter and pass them along," he says. "The most important 10 minutes of your day are those you spend doing something to boost the people who work for you." "Too often," he observed, "people we genuinely like have no idea how we feel about them. Too often we think, 'I haven't said anything critical. Why do I have to say something positive?'" We forget that human beings need positive reinforcement. In fact, we thrive on it. What does it take to write letters that lift spirits and warm hearts? Only a willingness to express our appreciation. The most successful practitioners include what I call the four S's of note writing. 1. They are sincere. No one wants false praise. 2. They are usually short. If you can't say what you want to say in 3 sentences, you're probably straining. 3. They are specific. Complimenting a business colleague by telling him, Good speech. Is too vague. Great story about Warren Buffett's investment strategy is precise. 4. They are spontaneous. This gives them the freshness and enthusiasm that will linger in the reader's mind long afterward. It's difficult to be spontaneous when you have to hunt for letter-writing materials. So I keep paper, envelopes, and stamps close at hand, even when I travel. Fancy stationery isn't necessary. It's the thought that counts. So, who around you deserves a note of thanks or approval? A neighbor? Your librarian? A relative? Your mayor? Your mate? A teacher? Your doctor? You don't need to be poetic. If you need a reason, look for a milestone. The anniversary of a special event you shared, or a birthday or holiday. For the last 25 years, for example, I've prepared an annual Christmas letter for long-distance friends, and I often add a handwritten word of thanks or congratulations. Acknowledging some success or good fortune that has happened during the year seems particularly appropriate considering the spirit of the Christmas season. Be generous with your praise. Superlatives like greatest, smartest, prettiest make us all feel good. Even if your praise is a little ahead of reality, remember that expectations are often the parents of dreams fulfilled. Today I got a warm, complimentary letter from my old boss and mentor, Norman Vincent Peale. His little note to me was full of uplifting phrases, and it sent me to my typewriter to compose a few overdue letters of my own. I don't know if they will make anybody else's day, but they made mine. As my friend Don Wolfe said, making others feel good about themselves makes me feel good too.